Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City on this beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with the sister. I am Tiffany Bacon. And we're going to have an awesome conversation about the power of media and an awesome festival that's coming to town next week. You're going to have a great conversation this morning, I promise. But as always, we start off the day with a moment of inspiration. Good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. So happy that you decided to check in. You know, I love speaking with you on Saturday mornings. I love bringing you great information and new organizations or things you may not be aware of. And today is no different. So first and foremost, let me give you the phone numbers to call. To reach us, to be a part of today's discussion, please give us a call at 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. This is Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. And today we're going to be speaking with some of the folks who are responsible for the Philly TV Festival. And we're going to be talking about the power of media, because honey, if you don't know, there is a lot of power in this medium called media. So joining us this morning are Ray Ray, Charles, and Shantae. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Yeah, we got to sound alive. Wake up, y'all. You know,
wake up, everybody.
About the power of media this morning. So the Philly TV Festival, is this the first time such a thing has happened here in Philadelphia?
First Philly TV Festival.
It is the first Philly TV Festival. Got you. Okay, so tell me how you guys came up with this and why are you doing this?
Me and Charles was sitting in the Philly Cam studios. We're both independent producers, making media for the community and helping, you know, artists, giving them a platform to promote themselves and speak. And we were talking about, you know, as producers, you know, how we could improve our skill set. And how, you know, other places like L.A. and New York were doing these kinds of things and Philly wasn't, and how Philly was, you know, poised for this this cultural, you know, phenomenon. We have the film festival and we have, you know, all these other kinds of festivals, and we saw a space in the TV in the short form, digital media, you know, short form, 30 minutes or less, as media is condensing. Due to technology and such. And we were, you know, just batting it around and being independent producers and people that try to make a change and try to make things happen. We were inspired. And we came up with the Philly TV Fest and we worked, you know, really hard and put the people in place and, you know, made it happen.
All right. Charles, talk about when you guys first had this thought, what was the first thing that ran through your mind as in terms of why Philly absolutely needs to do this now?
Wow, that's a great question. I just feel like that Philadelphia, if you look at even fashion, if you look at just media in general, digital media, if you look at just the social networking that's going on in the Philadelphia area, it's a lot of spaces where you can find some voids. And I think when it comes to like digital media with reference to short form content, people specifically think of film. They don't necessarily think of TV when that's all we watch all the time is TV. I mean, you think of all the Housewives series, you think
Lord
of,
have
you
mercy.
Know, I know that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother conversation, but you know, that they're the type of, that's the type of media that's buzzing, you know, the reality TV, so to speak. So when you say that, you know, that's TV, it's not necessarily filming movies. So I think, you know, that's where Ray and I actually seen the void and was like, you know, we need to create something for people who are watching and consuming certain content, but be able to address that particular content and offer venues for people who's producing that type of content, come together and give them an outlet. So that's kind of like that.
Okay, I'm going to put a pin in that and revisit that for 1 second. Shantae, how did you get involved in this?
So I got involved because I'm also an independent producer down in Philly Cam. And while I was down there cutting editing one of my shorts, Charles approached me and asked me to, he told me about the TV festival mm-hmm. and asked me if I would like to come sit in and see what it was about. And sure mm-hmm. enough, it's definitely on point. It's definitely what we need. And then the part that I've begun to play is what leads us to, you know, one of the reasons why we're here, and Charles alluded to, is like the Housewives series, the reality TV part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are all familiar because we're in Philadelphia with the Rage Against the Ratchet mm-hmm. campaign that Carvin Hagen started against Ratchet Music. So Charles was having a conversation with me, like, how are we going to tie that into Ratchet television? Mm-hmm. And so it was like, exactly. Like, how does that correlate to Ratchet TV, i.e. reality TV? Yeah. So.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that you guys have floated around, and I'm not sure if my awesome listening audience is familiar with all of it. So you mentioned sure. Philly Cam. What yeah. is Philly Cam, and why is it important to the community?
Philly Cam is Philadelphia's public access television station.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to the community because anybody in Philadelphia can go down there and learn how to produce television.
Yeah.
You know, they have equipment, they have a studio, they have great teachers, great people. I mean, we've met you at Philly Cam, you know, helping make the hype, and it's a community.
Right.
It really is. Philly Cam is a community. We do a lot of work for each other,
right.
You know, and just the sheer fact that we want to help each other mm-hmm. to improve each other's skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So Philly Cam is the Philadelphia Public Access Station, and that's where we all met.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, here, not just my own personal thing, but like here at the station, we also support a lot of things that have to do with youth. So
right.
what does Philly Cam have for young people in terms of like it being an outlet or an educational source? What do they offer for teens and college students in particular?
In particular, I know Antoine, our membership outreach director or employer or member or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of work with schools.
Mm-hmm.
I know he reaches out to, you know, a ton of high schools, and we have kids coming in on a regular basis that mm-hmm. are producing.
Yeah.
I know that the hype helps young women,
mm-hmm.
You know, to express themselves and deal with, you know, the things that they're dealing with on a regular
yeah.
basis. So there is a lot of youth oriented things, and the Philly TV Festival, as a matter of fact, does have a youth award, an award based,
awesome.
You know, just on the youth, you know, because we want to incorporate the youth and improve the quality of the talent coming out of Philadelphia mm. from the youth, and that you know, some you know our people here are going to speak about Councilman Curtis Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Giving us an endorsement as a result of his plan for Philadelphia's youth to
awesome.
Improve their technological skills towards making media.
Okay, let's hear about that.
Yeah, so Curtis Jones, Councilman Curtis Jones Jr., one of the things, initiatives that he's doing is he's developing a full-on digital lab at Overbrook High School.
Nice.
So that the young people can be able to begin to understand media from not just the creative end, but the business aspect as well.
Nice.
So because he's a staunch supporter of the Philly TV Festival mm-hmm. and will be our keynote speaker, one of the things we thought was important is that we actually, Charles thought it would be nice to give him an actual, present an award in his name mm-hmm. that would go straight to the future producers. So nice. It's called the Future Producers Award. Councilman Jones wanted it to be named the Fourth Ward Future mm. Producers Award. So that way it will always be a legacy for the Fourth Ward District of the City yeah. of Philadelphia. And that's awesome because if any of us are familiar with the Fourth Ward District, we need some uplifting down there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so I know that I lived not too far from there at one point and worked out of that district. So I totally get it.
Right.
And so I definitely appreciate his willingness to give back. And then that's something that the young people can look forward to every year mm-hmm. is that they can submit and compete for the Fourth Ward Future Producers Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
And I think that's, you know, just to expound upon that, I think when you talk about certain youth being able to, I mean, because, you know, I look at a lot of the younger generation today, and they're so savvy, they're so smart, and mm-hmm, they're putting together mm-hmm. a lot of things. I mean, these days, you're able to even put a full production together with your iPhone and your mm-hmm. Samsung Galaxies and things of that nature. So I think for me, producing or developing awards such as this, it gives them an opportunity to give them some direction or to teach them that, guess what, it's another outlet where you can put your stuff, as opposed to everyone think YouTube or even like your World Star Hip Hops. Like, believe it or not, you know what I mean? It's you can. You, I know that's a whole nother story that we can talk about too. I know, but I mean, just when you talk about the ability to for a younger generation to have an idea, okay, this is what industry standard. This is industry standard. This is you're learning, you know. And I think Councilman Curtis Jones was talking about that, is other learning processes that they don't even realize that they're actually understanding when you're writing a script just to produce content. Now you're learning reading and writing.
Right.
You know, when it comes to how long and what does it take to put things on a timeline to edit. I mean, you're learning a lot of technology and number-based systems. So being able to produce an award or give an award to kind of like a future or youth-driven kind of award, so to speak, I think it was an excellent thing. It was a no-brainer for us.
You know? Awesome. Yeah. Listen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We are here with the creators of the Philly TV Festival down at Philly Cam, which is our public access television station. Did you know we had this, y'all? Did you know, as a community member, you can go down there and take classes, become a member, and create your own media? Were you aware of that? Do you have like these ideas in the back of your mind that are just bubbling and you're like, I wish I had the equipment to do this, because I would do this for my church, I would do this for my school, I would do this for whatever. Did you even know that this existed? Give us a call if you have any questions for the panel this morning about what goes on in Philly Cam and about the possibilities of you bringing your ideas to life with media. That's the first part of the question. So feel free to reach out to us at 215-263-1039. If you have any questions for the panel or about Philly Cam and your ability as a community member to create media, 215-263-1039. Now, as we were talking, I said I was going to put a pin in a couple of things. So, our dear friend Carvin Hagen, Hagens, who is an awesome music producer, has won many Grammys, has worked with like all of the biggest music stars out there. He is from Philly and is still here in the tri-state area. And so we celebrate him for his accomplishments. But he does have this campaign called Rage Against the Ratchet. Right. Charles, you started off mentioning that. Please, for those who do not know, tell us what that movement is about.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Why don't you talk about that? I'll jump on it.
Okay. So the Rage Against the Ratchet campaign is something that Carvin started because, not because he was trying to get ratchet music off the airwaves, because you're, as an artist, you're free to make whatever type of music you want to make. You're free to create. However, he was trying to just give us a balance, and he began to try to introduce some positive music. And radio would not play it. And so that is basically what birthed his campaign. So how Charles and I started talking about, Charles started bringing it up, like, you know, that Rage Against the Ratchet campaign, how do we tie that into television? And so we began to think about it, and it's like, yeah, television and music affect the community across the board. So it became the Rage Against the Ratchet music, and how does that correlate into, you know, ratchet television, i.e. reality TV. So then that began the panel discussion. So once Carvin was on board, like, yeah, he wants to come and talk about it at the festival, then we just started reaching out to some of the more prolific thinkers like Jess Gregg, and we started reaching out to...
Jess Gregg is amazing.
Yeah, we started reaching out to radio hosts, people we thought would have like an impact and a voice.
Like,
and
Tiffany Bacon.
Yes,
like,
so
Tiffany Bacon.
T. Bacon, and she was on board because, you know, all the work that you do with young girls in the community. And so we know as women that seeing images of women on television looking good as a little girl, you definitely want to aspire to that. But then that bad behavior that goes with it is something that we don't want our kids to mimic. So it's something, it's a conversation that definitely needs to be had.
All right. Now that's, now that is so interesting, because I know yesterday I was just having a conversation about quote unquote ratchet television. And for our, perhaps our older listeners who are not familiar with the term ratchet,
what are you talking about?
That thing I fixed. the thing I fixed my sink with. What are you talking about? Ratchet. What is ratchet?
Ratchetness. It is what it is.
It's
just wretched. I mean,
ratchet,
things that's not conducive to a great look, so to speak. It's definitely not a good look, you know.
Okay, and we're not just talking about physical appearance here. We're talking about a behavior.
About personality, behavior, inside, everything that you pretty much, when you want to, how do you want to raise your kids? How do you want to raise their children? Do you want them to act this way or do you want them to act the other way? Mm-hmm. So we try to, you know, raise our children the right way, but the ratchetness is raising them the other way.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So it's to a total speak. Lack yeah. of decorum. Like, yes. nobody has any boundaries anymore. Yeah. There's no filters anymore. There used to be a society of certain things you just didn't do in public. Even mm-hmm. if you were buck wild behind closed doors, it was behind closed doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's just all out. It's just right. all out.
Yeah.
And so that's ratchet. For those of you who are listening who are like, I've heard this term, but what is that really? All right. So we're taking your calls right now. If you have any calls, if you have any questions, I'm sorry, for our panelists, please give us a call. Also, did you know, as a community member, there is a place for you to go if you would like to create media. If you have an idea for a TV sitcom or you want to do a documentary series or something of that nature, and you're like, I just don't have the money to buy the equipment, nor do I know how to use it if I purchased it. Well, instead of having to sign up for a college course, there is an option for you, and it's called PhillyCam. If you are unaware of that and you have questions about it, feel free to give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Larry calling in from North Philadelphia. Larry, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, can you hear? Can you hear everybody? Everybody, can you hear Larry?
Absolutely. Yes. What's up, Larry? How you doing?
All right, good morning.
Now, a friend of mine is at my job. That's how I heard about PhillyCam. He referred me, you know, like PhillyCam, me doing it, because even if you already started, like, doing a pilot, and I come to sign up for PhillyCam, will I still be able to use my old pilot, what I was doing on PhillyCam as far as the shows and stuff like that?
Yes. Crew panel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, Larry. In fact, we encourage producers that has already been producing to come down, and because I think it's more of the network and the camaraderie that you can build down there. So if you already have a pilot that you're shooting, in fact, that would be some content that you can put onto PhillyCam, the network. I mean, they broadcast on Comcast Channel 66 and Verizon Fios 29 and 30. So the audit of the viewing audience is pretty high. So definitely come down and meet the people down there. Let them know about your pilot. Get to know some of the other future producers and people that has been in the industry, like, you know, Tiffany Bacon here, and, you know, talk to her, and it's easy to get your stuff out there. We actually encourage that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what are the days and the time that you got to come down there to, you know, to speak to someone?
So PhillyCam opens, I believe, in the morning about 11 o'clock, and mm-hmm. they close about 8 during the week. On mm-hmm. Saturdays, I believe, it's between 11 and 4.
Yeah.
11 and 4. So they're closed on Sunday. So come through, and if you can't make it down, just give a shout. You know, you can call down there, and you have the receptionist at the desk. I mean, PhillyCam is a great place to be. I call it the best kept secret. Mm-hmm. So if you want any type of assistance, any type of information that you feel as though you need, just call down there, let them know the name, and yeah, they'll help you out.
You can also find out information on their website as well.
Yeah, PhillyCam.org.
When the festival, I missed some of the part, like when the festival, because I missed the deadline of the scene. I'm like, oh, while y'all was talking, I went on the web and looked at it. And
mm-hmm.
see that the festival deadline was at the October 31st. But when the festival is going to begin, is it open to the public?
Yeah, the festival is definitely open to the public, and you can purchase tickets on event.
Yeah, you can find out more information about the tickets on our website. We're going to be posting that shortly. Nice. Or you can go to the Philly
TVFest.com.
Right.
PhillyTVFest.com.
PhillyTVFest. Mm-hmm.
Or you can beg Tiffany Bacon over here, because we're going to give her some tickets before we leave.
So if you get in her good graces, you might.
I can't with y'all. Okay, thank you so much. And you know what? Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the program this morning.
No problem, always.
All right, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Jamal calling in from Jersey. Jamal, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Breathing on schedule. How you doing?
I'm good. I was calling because, I know the PhillyCam sounds like a great thing. I hadn't even heard about it. And I want to get some more information, because I know we need public access to media, because because of so much media consolidation that has happened over the last 20 years mm-hmm. or so, that basically all we get is a bunch of pre-programmed information that they, you know, basically that the power, the corporations want to give us. And so that sounds like a great thing. So where can I get a lot more information on this?
On PhillyCam?
Yes.
Okay. You can go to
PhillyCam.org.
Yep, all okay. the information you need is right there on the website. And, of course, you can find out more about the festival that's coming up next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, if you come down, I think a co-host actually from an award-winning show, Talk to Talk, Tisha Crippen, she's actually doing a full lecture on public access and how important it is, and her starting on PhillyCam, and it's mm-hmm. a great workshop. So that might be something you want to come down and make sure that you attend and find out more information about it.
Yeah, and you
okay. Second question: where is the festival going to be held? Because I was driving, so I'm in a miscast.
It's all good.
It's going to be at the PhillyCam Studios, which is 7th and Ranstead down in Center City, Philadelphia. It's going to be on November 14th and 15th, which is this coming Friday and Saturday. And just to respond to something you said previously with regards to how some, you know, they edit and they pre-program other stations and such. PhillyCam has no editorial. They give you really free rein to do what you want. And that is mm-hmm. what truly is what makes it a community access and public access station.
Yeah.
So I would definitely look into that at PhillyCam.org. As well as Facebook, PhillyCam, and then you can look at the TV festival as well at phillytvfest.com or yeah. Philly TV Fest on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jamal, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Let's go to Ronnie calling in from Germantown this morning. Ronnie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you?
So listen, what I wanted just to make a comment on was Ratchet. I saw something about Ratchet last year, and I did join it, but I haven't heard too much about it lately. I work in music, and I had the opportunity to meet Carvin a couple years ago at a music event here in Philly. I don't really know him that well, but we know a lot of the same people.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I was thinking as I'm listening to you all talk about that is I think there needs to be a national platform, and I don't know if that is happening or not as far as Ratchet and what it means, because the oxymoron in all of this is that Carvin unfortunately works with a lot of the people who are involved in the very thing that we want to change. So I'm just wondering, you know, how do you go about that? I mean, you can sit at the table at a music event, the Grammys or whatever, with these people, but when you walk out the doors, they're going back to doing the very same thing that Ratchet is trying to counteract. So there needs to be some kind of dialogue about that. We have to get on one accord. I would use our recent election as an example. People didn't get out and vote, and you see what happened. So that being said, I mean, has there been any push for a national platform to bring the awareness of the, you know, misogynistic lyrics and the videos mm-hmm. and stuff to the national platform? Has there been any movement in that area?
Thank you so much, Ronnie, for the question. And before I let the panel answer, as far as I want to be clear about the comment that you're making about Carvin, that you're saying he started this, movement and then is working with the same artists that are, quote unquote, making these violations. And what is your comment about that?
What I'm saying is, you know, in the music circle, everybody knows everybody. If you don't know everybody, mm-hmm. you know everybody three people apart. But what I'm saying is, you know, we're all a community together, but in certain areas, we do break off and do our own thing.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm saying is that with the misogynistic lyrics and the videos, you know, he knows some of these people. I know some of those very people, but I don't particularly care for what they do, but I respect them as artists
okay.
and producers. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, you know, pinpointing him personally, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, how do we get the point across to those who are doing that it needs not to be just about making the money, but we need to focus, you know, we need to be conscious of the image that we're sending out to our young people. That's basically what I'm saying.
Okay. Panel, did you have a response?
Absolutely. First, Ronnie, thanks for the question. That's a great question. And I think that, you know, with, you know, I highly respect Carver Hagen, and I think that's, you know, the music that he's been producing. He came to a point where he said, you know what, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound like the stuff that I want to promote with reference to the, you know, what it's actually saying to the community. And I think, you know, a lot of times people get that aha moment, so to speak, or that light bulb and say, you know what, this isn't good. I can't even raise my kids on this stuff. So I need to, at the very least, like you did when you called in and say, we need to start a dialogue. And with that said, that's, I believe, you know, with the vision of creating this panel to at least, at the very least, start a dialogue. You know, his campaign, although music is a national campaign, and we just jumped on board to say, you know what, we need to show the visual of that. This is TV. So we jump on board with that campaign. Now it becomes music and television. So we're starting a national, a potentially international dialogue about ratchetness. And, you know, someone like you can come down. You know, a lot of people say, how do we do this? But they really don't want to take action in doing it. So I would encourage you to come down to the panel, engage in a dialogue with this, and share the information that you learned, or that you know, that you had an opportunity to talk about at the actual Ratchet panel.
And Ronnie, I'm going to have to cut you right there just because our producer let me know that we have to take a break. But thank you so much for your comment and for your question.
Yeah, I'd like to come down there, so I'll listen out for the information.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Ronnie.
Right. Okay.
Hey, listen, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions for our panel, did you know there is a place for you to go to create media here in Philadelphia? Did you know that? Also, if you have a comment about quote-unquote ratchet television, do you consume it? If so, is it just entertainment to you? Or are you concerned about how younger people are viewing this and how it may be changing their perspective of not only women, but of themselves as a community? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Stay with us. More conversation continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're in the second half of today's program. We are talking about the Philly TV Festival, but also talking about quote-unquote ratchet television, television that seems to have no boundaries or filter or things like that.
Right.
We often reference it as reality show television, and we'll get into that conversation in a minute. If you have a specific comment about reality show TV or reality TV or ratchet TV, how does it sit with you? Do you find it entertaining? Are there any of the you know, particular housewife programs maybe that you watch? And then how do you view it in terms of how it may affect younger people? What are your comments on that? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Also, we're talking about the Philly TV Fest. If you have questions about that as well, feel free to call. Let's go to Sabine. Is it Sabine? Sabine. Okay, let's go to Sabine calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Sabine, thank you so much for your patience. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was sleeping, and when I heard this, I had to rush and get out of bed.
Yes.
It is a blessing. It is an answered prayer, because the way this generation is going, it's like, oh, my God. Mm. Even the cartoon is ratchet.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, child.
Wow.
So I have a 12-year-old and also have younger siblings, and my church family is like, I'm standing up for my generation because I know how it was with social media and everything. It is really very toxic for these kids. It's like you really don't know what they should be watching, because everything to me is ratchet, starting from cartoons. So, like I said, I want to take a stand, and I just, you know, pray and hope that it can work, especially for my young girls, because I know how it was, especially growing up in the church, because, you know, how to mask and cover up, you know, we one person in church, and then when we get outside the four walls of the church with somebody else, you know, and I can testify to that. With this movement, I think it's very empowering, and I just want to know more about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're actually going to give you guys a lot more information about the festival, about the conversation about Ratchet Television, and even about the Rage Against the Ratchet movement for music. So if you just stay tuned, we'll give you all of that in just a little bit.
Okay. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate your phone call and your listening.
Thank you.
All right, now, bye-bye. Again, the phone lines are open. We'd love for you to ask our panel any questions you have about the Philly TV Festival, but also we are talking about this idea of ratchetness in our TV programs. Now, we invite you to give us a call. Tell us how you feel about it. Do you consume it at all? Do you watch it? If so, what do you watch? And how do you feel about its effect on, say, younger people? Give us a ring. 215-263-1039. Now, we are all here at this table on this panel as creative people. We create stuff. So to a lot of others, we are, you know, we're the weirdos in some circles because we think out of the box. So we come up with these ideas, and that's why we love Philly Cam, because we can take our ideas and actually put them on camera and put them on TV. So there is a fine line between creativity and freedom to do your art and being offensive and not being responsible as a community member. Where does that line sit for you?
That's a real tough question. It's an excellent question that everybody really has to ask themselves when they look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quite frankly, a lot of the reason Ratchet TV is Ratchet TV is because people are consuming it in masses. And if people couldn't make money off it because people weren't consuming it, it wouldn't occur. So that line is. It's a question you have to ask yourself. I mean, do you want adult humor? Do you want ribald humor? I enjoy ribald humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that blue stuff, it makes me laugh because I'm an adult, but I don't want my kid consuming it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were times, I have a 13-year-old and a 6-year-old where, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years ago, you know, the Family Guy comes on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that has a lot of adult humor and a lot of wrong humor, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and I ain't gonna lie, I love it. You know, but, you know, I have to, he doesn't recognize the difference.
Mm-hmm,
you know, based on what, you know, Sabine, the caller just said, you know, he doesn't recognize what's going on. So, you know, the message to him, if you allow him to say it, is that that's okay, and that's the way that the world works, and it really isn't. Or it really is to a degree, but you have to put it into an adult mind frame to understand it, rather than the child's young brain, you know, consuming that. So it's tough. It's, you know, for myself, I don't draw the line very far, you know, because I think some of these things are funny. But when my child comes in to play, that's where I draw the line. So how do we protect our children from this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's on the regular TV, when it's on the commercial TV, as opposed to cable or something that you're paying for.
Right.
Then that's, you know, that's where we have to have that dialogue to find out where that line lies.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Now, one of the things that for me, how to draw that line is you place yourself in the person's shoes. So when you go to create this content, whatever, you know, it is, whether it be about women, it be about any particular group, put yourself in that person's shoes. Become that person in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about how it would affect you if you were them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to affect you in a negative way, if you were them, then you don't do it. Because the goal is not to offend. The goal is not to hurt. Mm-hmm. The goal is just to provide some form of entertainment to be able to express yourself creatively. But when expressing yourself creatively, you're not supposed to try to hurt people. Creativity is supposed to inspire, encourage, you know, share love, share vision, you know, speak to truth, speak to issues, but it's not supposed to be designed to deliberately and intentionally injure people.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't want to point the finger at like all the radio stations or all the TV, you know, stations out there, because I do believe it's a level of responsibility that we have to hold the parents accountable for, too. I mean, you can't complain about, quote unquote, ratchet television if
you let them watch it all night long, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. then point the finger at Ratchet Television because my daughter or my son is acting a certain way. However, I do believe that we have to understand that it is still TV. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it isn't what we understand what reality is. You yeah. know, they're getting told or they're being told, you know, put a little, you know, syrup mm-hmm. on the way that
there's
you're acting. You know, there's still scripts involved. So it's technically not reality.
Not reality.
Right. You know, so I think that's another piece, too, that we just have to understand also and just, you know, have, you know, conversations with our, you know, kids a little more and mm-hmm. just let them know that this definitely. Is not the type of behavior that I would like you to engage in. But you know, believe it or not, when they go over their friend's house, they're going to watch it. Everybody love, you know, Love and Hip Hop. They're going to go around and watch Love and Hip Hop, whether you like it or not. But at least, you know, start the dialogue. I think that's what this whole thing is just to open up a dialogue.
Very good. Let's open up the phones so we can open up the dialogue to the folks
good
listening.
Good transition.
All right. Yes. So let's go to the phones again. Our phone number is 215-263-1039. If you have a comment about reality or Ratchet TV, we'd love to hear it. Or if you have a question for our panel about the Philly TV Fest, feel free to reach out. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Donna Jean calling in from Philadelphia. Donna Jean, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. This is a good conversation.
Woo-hoo.
And when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. Okay, I used to watch reality TV all the time, and yes, I was a Real Housewives, especially of Atlanta girl.
I was,
but I transitioned quickly from that to like Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives, and I started feeling like I was a voyeur. I'm like, oh, this stuff is crazy.
Mm-hmm,
I was trying to tell them how to live their life, but even more importantly for me, I found it made me start looking at life differently, and I was like, you know what? I can't do anything that's going to affect who I am.
Right,
this stuff is negative. Mm-hmm. I know there is a creative license and people should be able to, you know, write the way they want to write. But the lady, the last lady who was speaking, she made a very good point. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to encourage. It's supposed mm-hmm. to lift up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that it does nothing for anybody. I don't care. Even if you look at it and laugh, it's not feeding you with anything healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of those shows are just plain bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no other way. Mm-hmm. But you get caught up in them because, you know, it's interesting. It's like, oh, look how they live. Look what they do. Oh, can you believe this? Oh, look at that. Girl, can you believe that? And I was like, come on, Donna. Come on, Donna Jean.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Donna Jean. Come on, me.
This is crazy. I found myself, I was like, God has made me to do greater things than sit up here and spend my time watching this ratchet mess on TV.
I know that.
Thank you so much, Donna Jean. I so appreciate your phone call this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, all right,
thanks,
Mama.
For calling.
Have
all
an
right.
awesome day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Amanda calling in from Chester. Amanda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, everybody. How's y'all doing today?
Good morning, Amanda.
Good.
Got my Philly TV Fest fam and the lovely Miss Bacon.
Hello. All right, Miss Amanda, we only have 2 minutes left. What's your comment?
Okay. Actually, me and my husband were watching TV with our son, and he was watching Family Guy, and I laughed at him.
Oh, that's Amanda.
And he was like, if your son said that to you, would you laugh at it? I was like, no, I will not. and it made me think, but we can do one of two things when we find that situation. You can either turn the channel, or you can continue to watch to see if they're picking up any of those habits, and you know how to address it.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm just saying, some people say, do you turn the channel? Do you not turn the channel? But when you go to school, they're going to be talking about Family Guys. And when you come home, he wants to watch what they're talking about.
Mm.
So you could do one of two things. You could turn the channel, or you can watch with them. So when they start to do things, you'd be like, you know what? You are not that little baby on Family Guy. Get it together.
Stewie, you are not. Yes.
Hello. All right. Thank y'all. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Mama. Thank you so much for the call. Guys, we are down to a minute and a half.
Wow.
So just let people know where they can find out more about the Philly TV Festival.
We have information everywhere across the media footprint that we have. PhillyTVFest.com. Philly TV Fest on Facebook, hashtag Philly TV Fest, Instagram at Philly TV Fest. You can also email us at info@phillytvfest.com. That's basically everything. We got a YouTube channel.
I know that's right.
You gotta cover all the bases.
You gotta cover.
That's right.
Come on out.
Make sure you check it out. Also, to find out more information about PhillyCam, if you're interested in becoming a community producer, you have some ideas, or maybe you have some things going on at your church, and you're like, hey, we need to expand this idea and put it in a media form. How can people find out about PhillyCam?
That's PhillyCam.org or Facebook / PhillyCam, I believe.
Yeah. All right.
Much love going out to you, Ray, Ray, Charles, and Shantae. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Tiff.
No problem.
And we look forward to you being one of our panelists next Friday.
Yes, on the ratchet. Yes. Ratchetness. Talk about the ratchetness.
Yes, indeed. I will be there. And much love going out to our offsite producer, Donovan West, and our in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.